Hey everybody, Adam Stott here. Thanks for checking out my podcast, Business Growth Secrets. You're absolutely in the right place. This podcast is going to reveal to you all of the secrets that you've been looking to discover that are going to allow you to cure your cash flow problems, attain more clients, bring in more leads for your business, and create systems and processes that give you the growth that you want. You are going to discover the business growth secrets you have been looking for that I've used to sell over £50 million worth of products and services on social media and help clients everywhere to grow their businesses on demand. So let's get started on the Business Growth Secrets podcast. Today's topic to help business owners is all about CRM, how to grow your database, get more leads, get more clients, get more sales, and get your business working more effectively. Take it away then, Charlie. Today, it's all about CRM. You've had been to our school groups. We have our school groups where we've got thousands of business owners congregating, asking questions about how to grow their business. And what we've had this week, the biggest topic this week, is the topic of CRM, managing the database. What you got, my friend? What has been coming up?
So first of all, the first sort of question is, can you explain the key components of CRM systems and how businesses can utilize them to like streamline their customer interactions or enhance their customer experience?
Okay, great. So yeah, we can definitely do that. So first of all, let's circle back. What is a CRM? A CRM is a customer relationship management software where we are literally going to manage our relationships with our customers, with our clients, right? So why do we need a CRM? Well, I'm going to explain this in a few different ways, but it's kind of like this to make it nice and simple and easy for people to understand is when you go out to market and you're a business owner, you are going to collect and receive inquiries. Doesn't matter whether you're big, really big old business or really small little business, you're going to receive inquiries. And what you do with those inquiries is essentially when you get an inquiry, that client is not necessarily going to be 10 out of 10, ready to go, ready to buy from your business super hot. And they need to travel towards being a 10 out of 10 super hot. So one of the reasons that you have a CRM system for your business is so you can collect those inquiries, you can put them into a database and you can manage your relationship with those customers. And it's something, you know, it's one of the first things that every business owner should look to do within their business, because when they go and market their business, they're going to be attaining leads. They need somewhere to store those leads. They need to develop a relationship with those leads, and they need to do it on an ongoing basis. So every business and every business owner needs a CRM system for their business to record the inquiries, develop the inquiries, and nurture them towards a sale. Now, if you are a side hustle business that's been going all of, you know, 5 minutes and you're receiving one inquiry a month or five inquiries a month, then you can manage this on an Excel spreadsheet initially. And that's what I did. Like, if I take you back to 2008 when I first started my business, first ever business I ever started, all of my inquiries went on an Excel spreadsheet. And literally, I put the inquiry on with the name and the phone number of the person.
Has it been chased
up? And like literally, I did it on Excel. And for a very small business, that would be a very small step. That would be like a first step.
And that's manageable for a small business, but
For a first step. But what happens is you're going to get bigger. And, you know, in today's world, which is very modern, much more digitalized, you've got softwares that connect to everything, right? And when you go and you run Facebook ads, you're going to be receiving leads and you want them to drop into your CRM without you having to do anything. And you want to then continue building that relationship with that person after they've dropped into your CRM without you having to do anything. So for example, you generate a lead on Facebook today via a Facebook ad. We want to make sure there are a number of emails that are building those relationships with that person, text messages that are building the relationship with the person to nurture that person from a 1 out of 10 to a 10 out of 10 when they want to do business with you. So the purpose of a CRM system is build relationships.
Getting them warmer from being completely cold.
Warm up, nurture, have a database. And look, this increases the value of your business anyway. Because when you come to sell your business eventually, first thing you ask is, where's your database? Where's your database of clients? And if you haven't got it, or you go, well, I just started that last year. Well, what about the last decade? Yeah. Well, you've missed out on 10 years worth of opportunity.
All those contacts, all those opportunities there.
Exactly. So it's a very valuable thing. And hopefully that answers your first 100%. Question. Essentially, what is that database, right?
Yeah, no, and I think, you hit the nail on the head about taking it from cold to warm. And you basically just want to nurture them through the sequence and have them as loyal customers.
We'll just add this very quickly before we go to the next one. Is the most valuable thing that I have within... certainly the business, we're a big business events, is my events business. The most valuable thing I have in the whole business is the database.
Yeah.
The most valuable thing, because I can send an email and fill an event, off an email. I can send a text message and fill an event.
Yeah.
I can get 200 people on a webinar with a few emails.
Because of the whole database.
Without having to go and spend tens of thousands of
pounds. Finding new people,
because I've already paid for those people. Yeah. So my database is my paid acquisition. All the people I've paid for and that I've built up. The sooner a business owner starts developing their database, the better.
Because you'll spend less money, because if you're sending out cold, like trying to get cold leads all the time, all the time, and you're not like nurturing the people you've already got, then you're just like throwing 100%. Money away, do you know what I mean?
And business owners should kind of look at it like, if you imagine everything going on in your funnel, so essentially any business, you've got top of funnel, we've got the inquiries going in. Imagine just putting a bucket at the bottom of your funnel just to collect all your people up.
Like a sieve.
And then instead of trying to put more in the top, maybe you go and have a conversation
with
the ones in the bucket, take a bit out of the bucket.
Yeah.
It's protection,
Okay, so with that though, what are some of the challenges that businesses might face when they're implementing CRM? What are some of the challenges that you face, that you've overcome?
Okay, that's a really good question.
And what are the best practices for overcoming these challenges, basically?
Okay. So the first thing there's a couple of things that people have to overcome when it comes to CRM. First of all, most small business owners are going to have some challenges with tech. They're going to have some challenges with their mindset and tech. And let's do the mindset first. Their mindset is, this is how I do it. This is how I currently do it.
I've always done it like this.
They're going to feel like this is what I do, and they're going to feel like this is my method, and they're going to be saying to themselves, I haven't got time
this to only sit works
and
for
put
me.
Data in, and they're not going to see how that would benefit them in the long term.
Yeah.
And that's quite naive thinking. Mm. So we need to circle back and really look at understanding that the reason we want CRM is we want this for the long term. By taking a few steps back now to implement, you're going to save a lot of time in the future. You're going to make your life much, much, much easier. So I think there's definitely a mindset challenge where people have this mindset going in of, do I need a CRM? If I have a CRM, is it going to be harder for me? Is it going to be more difficult?
Yeah.
And then they've got the tech challenge. A lot of small business owners are... Their tech intimidates them.
Not their forte.
It's not their forte. They struggle with it. But look, let's imagine that you get a CRM system. And obviously, I'm sure one of your questions is what CRM systems are. Are they? You know, you've got your HubSpots, you've got your Infusionsoft Keep, you've got, ActiveCampaign, you've got hundreds of them, right? You've got all these different CRM systems that you could use. Go High Level, very good as well. You've got all these different CRMs. And there are thousands of hours worth of tutorials on YouTube for each of these systems.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody had to watch 10 hours of YouTube videos to understand the technical elements of a CRM, that would be 10 hours well invested.
Yeah. Because it's going to save them
It's going to save them 1,000 hours down the line.
Yeah.
But you know what? Most business owners won't invest the 10 hours because they're too in the weeds of their business. They're in the day-to-day of their business. They're not, you know, like the E-Myth always said, you've got to work on the business, not in it.
Yeah.
And the problem that you have with a lot of business owners is they're working in it, so they don't take time to step out. So I think the challenges are mindset, tech. And then some people might have a bit of a challenge with investment where they feel like, oh, it's another thing to invest in. But the reality is any good CRM system should make you way more than it costs you to have it. More. And that is one of the biggest mindset things that business owners can do to empower themselves, is to always remember the rule. This is the rule of business, first rule of business. It's not what it costs you. It's what it makes you. If I invest a couple of £100 a month in a CRM system and it makes me £10,000 a month worth of sales.
There you go.
Happy days. It was £200
well invested. I said business is just investing, isn't it? How much can you invest and how much you're going to get back? So
you have been listening. It's good. Yeah. Right? Good. Perfect. Yeah. So yeah, absolutely. So that's what I would say in those aspects. They're probably the challenges. Mindset, tech, investing.
So and letting go of that ego of I've always done it like this and I've got a handle on it. But actually, if it's growing exponentially, you want to be able to like not miss any of the loose clients, you know, going off somewhere. You want to keep them all in the same database.
Yeah, and I'm kind of, when we're talking about it, obviously you've got different size businesses.
Mm.
So if we look at a small business, what does that look like? So CRM for a small business is your one man, one woman army that's going out there, that's picking up business. They need to get hooked and addicted to using the CRM and living off the CRM.
Yeah.
That's what a small business owner does.
Yeah.
So what that means, that's their hub of business. That's where their leads are. That's where their inquiries are.
Yeah.
That's where they go to update. That's where they go to keep notes. Now, the best thing they
just
can
live
do
in,
is get,
live, in the system.
Live in that system. Get hooked on it. Because if they get hooked on it, that's going to bode well for the future because as they grow, they're going to have
just
a good
become a
CRM,
habit of just being in
and
there.
Then their team is going to start to use it. Now, if we look at a medium-sized business and not necessarily a small business, and we'll say small-medium.
Yeah.
So small-medium, let's say you've got 10 employees.
Mm.
Then what that 10-employee business needs to do needs to make sure that they're using the CRM for reporting, using the CRM for note-taking, using the CRM to keep everyone in the business updated and start using it for shared information. And then we transition from being your one-man army living off it to the whole army living off it.
So everyone knows how to use it,
And making sure that it becomes a big part of the onboarding process for new business owners. And then as we, and this is a mistake I see in those small, medium businesses, is the owner uses it or two people in the business use it and then everybody else ignores it.
Yeah.
And that's a big mistake. So what you need is within your meeting structure to be talking about CRM, using CRM, reporting on CRM, all of these different things to make sure it gets embedded within the organization.
Yeah.
Now, when we say small, medium, and then obviously medium, you know, you've got more employees. But when you get to large business, no business that is large is not going to run without an effective CRM, effective reporting structure.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to use it. Everybody needs to go to it. And that's where it becomes fairly obvious. Where it's more difficult is the small and the medium-sized businesses. And they've got to embrace it, right? They've got to embrace this is the way. And move forward with it.
Yeah. Like you said, one of the most important things is your client database. So it's obviously got to be at forefront of all the employees' mind.
Yeah.
I think that's great. And
one thing that always stood out to me is I remember many, many years ago, when I was starting out, years and years ago, I always remember listening to a marketer that was saying that your database, your list, should be worth £1 per person per month.
Yeah.
So if you have 10,000 people in your database, it's going to generate you an extra 10,000 a month for your business. If you have 50,000 people on your database, it's going to generate you an extra 50,000 a month. If you have 250,000 people on your database, it's going to generate you an extra £250,000 a month.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you, as a business owner, marketer, marketing expert, our database does that. We exceed £1 per person per month.
Yeah.
And all of the great marketers that I know
do the same.
They exceed it.
Yeah.
So it definitely is an asset that can generate masses of revenue, your list, and something that can really help business owners to grow.
I think that's a great way of the small business owners who are in that mindset of like, oh, I don't need to invest or I'm struggling to invest. That's a great way to like think about it because you go, well, no, do you not want £1 per client per database then? And they're like, well, so you're saying-
Per month.
Yeah, per month. So if you're saying that that's a
so
sort of-
10,000 people in your database gets you £120,000 a year minimum.
Yeah, so investing whatever it is for that CRM system is absolutely nothing.
Exactly, and most people- that are small business owners, they haven't focused on building their database.
Yeah.
And if they focused on building their database, they'd be making more money.
A lot more.
And CRM obviously is integral to the whole part of that. Yeah.
No, brilliant. So the final one today, moving on from that, is in what ways can businesses personalize their marketing and communication efforts using the CRM data to build sort of stronger relationships, more personal relationships, and drive sales and more customers?
Okay, great. I think they're really good questions.
Yeah.
So first thing that they can do is remember what CRM, customer or client relationship management. Yeah. I think the first thing that they can do to be more effective is every single time somebody goes on the list, their mindset and their perspective has to be, how do I build a relationship with this person that's just joined the list?
Yeah.
Now, people listening will have heard, I always remember Gary Vaynerchuk brought out a book many, many years ago called Jab, 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 Right Hook. And the principle is the same as value, 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 sell.
Which is the
same principle, right? So what we need to look at is, how do I add value to people continuously?
Slowly, without trying to sell something
first.
Build
the relationship. And then I make them an offer.
Yeah.
And I think the list, looking at that way, if I can go value, 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 offer.
Yeah.
Across the time, by the time the person gets the offer, they're going to want the offer that you're
making. Much harder for them to say no, because they've gained so much from you. They gain that trust.
Plus, they want to buy from you, right? So, you know, you're not hiding anything. You're just doing things the right way.
Yeah.
And you're doing what the CRM is meant to do. Building a relationship
through the sequence
and managing a relationship with people. So I think that one thing that a business owner that's watching this could do right now is look at all the problems in their industry, look at all the issues in the industry, and literally offer tips, value around those problems and issues.
Mm.
And when somebody joins their list,
yeah,
I say, hey, you're probably experiencing this problem.
Yeah.
This is how you get over that. Hey, you probably experienced this. This is how you get over that. Hey, you're probably finding that this is a problem.
Try this.
This is how you go.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's value, 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 value. It's like, hey, you know, it helps you with these different problems, but this is the big problem.
Yeah.
How about we work on this together?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're going to be managing that relationship on an ongoing basis, where you lead that person towards a buying decision. And I think that, you know, out of today's conversation, there's a few things here for people that listen.
Yeah.
First of all, if you haven't got a CRM and you've got a business that is a small business or a growing business, this now needs to become a priority.
Yeah.
You can't say you weren't told. It's been brought up. It's something that we've
been explained.
It's something that we don't talk about, right? A lot. You know, people want to talk about Facebook ads.
Yeah.
They want to talk about Instagram growth. They want to talk about, you know, all these different areas. Yeah. But one thing people don't talk about is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And this is the protective bucket that sits there, manages your business and helps you grow.
It's your insurance, isn't it? All your clients. I mean, it's
your insurance. Yeah. We call it CRM. insurance on your marketing.
Yeah.
It basically is insurance on your marketing, because especially those of you, if you haven't got a CRM and you're spending money on marketing, then you must
just
be
chucking
mad.
It away all the time.
Yeah, because you're not protecting. You're not protecting that database. So I think, get a CRM in place, and then people are like, well, what one shall I get? And then obviously you've got to go out, you've got to do some demos, you've got to go and see what you like. Our clients, our mentoring clients, whether that's our gold circle, our business circle, or inner circle, or whether they're a part of our deal academy, our marketing academy, we give them a CRM system because we know how important that is.
Yeah.
That's something our clients get for free, because we understand, and we've white labeled the best one in the world.
Yeah.
We've built it for our own purpose, put our own features on, and we give it to clients to use because of this. Now, if you're one of our clients and you're in one of those things, start using it and get in touch with our team if you're not. And hopefully this helps you to understand the importance of using it.
Yeah.
But if you're not one of our clients, so you should become one. Right. And then
jump aboard.
Yeah. And then obviously go and do some demos.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, go and do some demos. Have a look at what you feel you're a great fit for. There are many to consider. You know, you got your HubSpot, your pipeline, you've got your Infusionsoft, you've got your Active.
And they all do different things depending on certain businesses. Like, would some be better for e-commerce or some be better? Or is it all sort of...
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you're an e-commerce business, Shopify has got some good CRM elements built in.
Okay,
you know, if you're using Shopify... is quite good. If you are, there are lots of different. So, for example, like the wedding industry will have their own one. Yeah. The automotive industry has their own CRMs. It's often worthwhile looking at what your industry CRM is being used. I think that is also important. So that's a really good tip that's come out of that question. Because there might be one that, and if you're not sure, look at what your competitors are using. You look at what's out in the market, do a little bit of research, but you are going to want to give your business that insurance for the long term around your CRM.
Cool. Well, that's great. I think that's a great episode, and you covered a lot there, and you've covered exactly why you need a CRM and the challenges faced and the best parts about having it. And then, what ones to use and what to look for. So I think it's a great conversation there. And hopefully the guys at home who are watching this and the business owners are going to jump on CRM straight away and get involved.
Absolutely. Look, big thank you for watching another episode of Business Growth Secrets podcast. Of course, if you've enjoyed this episode, go and tell us in the comments or share this with a business owner, perhaps that needs to get more organized, that needs to understand how to build their business in a better way. Go and help someone out today by sharing and tell us how you enjoyed it. Perhaps if you're already using CRM, you tell us in the comments as well. And if we haven't already, I look forward to meeting you in person very soon.
Thanks, guys.
Hey everybody, Adam here, and I hope you loved today's episode. Hope you thought it was fabulous, and if you did, I'd like to ask you a small favour. Could you jump over and go and give the podcast a review? Of course, I'll be super grateful if that is a 5-star review. We're putting our all into this podcast for you, delivering you the content, giving you the secrets, and if you've enjoyed it, please go and give us a review and talk about what your favourite episode is perhaps. Every single month, I select someone from that review list to come to one of my exclusive Academy days and have lunch with me on the day, meeting hundreds of my clients. So if you want that to be you, then you're going to be in with a shout if you go and give us a review on iTunes. Please, of course, do remember to subscribe so you can get all the up-to-date episodes. Peace and love, and I'll see you very, very soon. Thank you.